Today's daf is a daf nun beis. Today's learning is sponsored for Shema for Barindel Leah Bas Yehudas Ariella. So let's take in the last line of nun alf and beis. The Gemara quotes in the Mishnah. The first few lines just a very technical point. If you remember back in the Mishnah, explained machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim ain get acher get vein maimer acher maimer. But then the Mishnah introduces keta, the case of a maimer acher get, not a case of maimer after maimer and a get acher get. That seems to not to be consistent with the flow of the Mishnah. So Gemara says in the very top of nun beis alf now, hi get acher get who? Is this an example of get acher get? It's an example of a get acher misa, acher maimer rather. So Gemara says, no, Amar of Yehuda, hachi kamar. The way the Mishnah should be presented is, get acher get maimer acher maimer kedamrin. That we already know, and Rashi says, referring to the brayos we discussed yesterday, okay, that wasn't mentioned, for whatever reason that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah, that people already knew that. But in terms of yavam echav yavam echav yavam achas, ketet hatartam, how do you permit them? Asa maimer bivimto, benasan la get tzichem anochalita. So it just goes on to explain that we skipped those cases because people knew the cases of in get acher get or get acher get or maimer acher maimer, so introduced a different case of a maimer followed by a get. Okay, so now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah further. Asa maimer, ubal harezu k'mitzvaso. If a person of a yavam performs maimer first to the yavama, and then afterwards bia, that's a mitzvah, so that seems to be the ideal way to perform the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, lema mesaile, let's say this supports the position of Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna, mitzvahs yavama, the ideal way to do the mitzvah of yibam is mekadesh first, v'charkach bal. Mekadesh is the same thing as maimer, so you do a maimer, or a kiddushin, and then you do bia afterwards, that's the mitzvah, that is the lechadchila way. So this Mishnah certainly supports the shita's Rav Huna. So Gemara says, no, ema af ze k'mitzvah. So really it's not a support. Meaning Rav Huna says the only lechachila way to do yibum is first maimer or kedushin, then yibum. To do yibum with bia, not preceded by maimer kedushin, that's b'di'evet. But maybe our Mishnah is not saying like Rav Huna. Maybe our Mishnah says the ideal way to do yibum is bia. And another way to do it is maimer, then bia. But both of them are two very good tracks, two different paths to do it. So it's not necessarily supporting Rav Huna that this is the only way. This is also a way to perform the mitzvah of Yibam. Gemara says, Pshita, it's pretty obvious that this would work, that if a person does maimer, he's able to do the mitzvah of Yibam afterwards. What's the Mishnah telling us then? That maimer and then bia, and the bia is also the mitzvah. Of course. Why would you think that's not the mitzvah? So the Gemara explains that Havamina is that maybe the mitzvah of Yibam is only when it's not preceded by Mimer, when there's Bia. But maybe when there's Mimer and then Bia, maybe that's not the mitzvah of Yibam. Maybe that's very B'di'evid. What's the Havamina? Saka Daita Chamina, I would have thought, Kevin Damar Mar Ha'osa Mimer B'Yavimta. A person does Mimer to the Yivama. Parachayimana Zikas Yivaman. The Zika from all the other Yivaman fly away. V'chala Lav Zikas Erisin V'Gevinusu. Now there's a Zika to that Yavam. And Yavama, he created a very strong Zika with the Mimer and not doing Yibum. Maybe La Mitzvah Kavod, maybe since he circumvented, it sounds like at least, he circumvented Yibum, did Mimer instead of Yibum. Maybe he lost out on the Mitzvah of Yibum entirely. Kamashma, the Mishnah says, no, even if he did Mimer first and then Bia, that's also the Mitzvah. I mean, the two ways to do the Mitzvah of Yibum. One is just Bia. One is Mimer plus Bima, Bia, and Mimer plus Bia is still the Mitzvah of Yibum. So now the Gemara says in Gufa. We just quoted above the Amar of Huna, Mitzvahs Yevamin, Mekadesh, Vacharkach Boa. If he does a Mimer and then he does a Bia, that works. Im Baal, the Asa Mimer, Kana. If he does Bia first and then Mimer, that also is Kona. Where is Kona? Im Baal, Vasa Mimer, Pshita. Of course, the Hakani Bia. What does it mean? What is it? You can't even talk about Mimer after Bia was done first. What's the Chiddush? The Mimer is completely insignificant after Bia has already been performed. Ela Ema, the second half of the statement of Rav Huna is really Im Baal below Mimer Kana. So if you do Mimer and then Bia, that's the mitzvah. That's ideal. And if one does Bia without Mimer, that also works. But that's also Kona, even though there's no Mimer. But the Gemara says, Hatanya, Loka, don't we have a brayos that says one gets malchus? So I'll say this outside first. Rashi is a big kiddush. I'll just explain shita's Rashi. All the other Rishonim argue in Rashi. Rashi says that loka is malchus deraisa, which sounds like if you had bia without mimer, it wouldn't have a yibum. Yibum would not be chal. In other words, mimer is necessary for yibum to be chal. It's a deraisa. Mimer is a deraisa, a concept. So how could Rav Huna suggest that Bia below Mimer will have a chalos kinyan. One's going to get malchus deraisa for doing so. You need the Mimer deraisa to take effect. Look at Rashi writes. Rashi writes four lines down from the top, the last word, Vahatanya. Vahatanya loka. V'ein malchus arba'im ela al divrei Torah. We know that you only get malchus for violating a deraisa. Alma, we see from here that deraisi, that means mimer, is a din deraisa. V'heich amr kana. How can you suggest bia below mimer will actually create a kinyan? It won't create a kinyan. So Gemara says, no. Hatani loke? Loke means malchus mardas midirabanan. No, mimer is not deraisa. Mimer is only midirabanan. When we say you get malchus, it's referring to malchus mardas, a dirabanan type of malchus. But in a chanami, one will get, will be chal, kinyan will be chal, even without a mimer. And Gemara goes on to bring other examples. Where do we see malchus mardas? The Rav Mangid, Mangid's a lashon of malchus, he would give malchus, derabanan, malchus mardas, and a person who's makadish bidbia, and Tosus points out, if you look at Tosus before you go ahead, Tosus, dir maschel de makadish bidbia, Tosus writes, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, dafilu biyavama, the tzarch bia, the pritzusa who, it's pritzus with the bia alone, shows the tchilas kinana bavia. If it wasn't preceded by a bia, by a mimer rather, that's just like one is makadesha isha bebia, so the two ones makadesha yibam with bia, that's in the same category, it deserves makas mardis. So he goes on to list the other examples of makas mardis. Again, the rav mangid man de makadesh bebia, man de makadesh beshuk, a person who performs kedushin in the public, that's an inappropriate place to do it. Even if it's kesef kedushin, it's still not done in the marketplace. It should be done in a hall or a room or a house or something. Uman de makadesh below shiducha, a person performs kedushin without first a shiduch, without knowing the girl first. Man de mevatel gita, a person who is mevatel a get, the understanding is a person sends a get to shlichas. And then after he sends him on the way, he's mevatel the get before the shliach gets there, and the shliach doesn't know, so the woman gets the get, thinking it's a good get, but he has already mevatel it before it got there. One who does such a thing is also gets malchus mardus. Man de maser moda agita, which means a person says he wants to send the get, but he actually wants to cancel the get before it's sent, and he goes and sends the get anyways. These are two ways of, in essence, sending a fake get to his wife, and that those are both going to deserve malchus mardus. And man the pakar shlicha derabanan, a person who was incredibly chutzpahdik in such a way to the shliach derabanan, and they sent an agent from Bezdin, he's mafkir him, he's chutzpahdim. Man the shay shamta derabanan ale tlasin yom, a person who receives a shamta, some type of nidwe, for 30 days to come to Bezdin, he was given a summons, v'lo asu lebedin, he refuses to come, v'tavel shamta, and he takes the nidwe, he doesn't go further, he ignores Bezdin, he also gets makas mardis. V'al chasna the dar bebe chamua, a person, a chasna, a son-in-law who lives in the house of his father-in-law, because we're concerned, it's a very strange thing, but we're concerned that the son-in-law and mother-in-law build some type of illicit relationship. So if he spends too much time, they were concerned that we're suspect of things going on. So these are example of maybe 10 or so makas mardis. And one of them is, again, makadesh rabia, so too, says Rav Huna, one who's makadesh, rather, one who's does yibum without mimer would be in the same category and deserving of makas mardis, but nonetheless, it would the kinyan would be chal. So Gemara says, only the dyer, only if a chasan, a son-in-law, lives in the house of the father-in-law, in does he get malchus, but the chalif law, if a person passes by, stays over maybe one night, temporarily, he doesn't get malchus mardus. There was a situation where son-in-law was passing through the town and stayed over, let's say, one night at his in-law's house, and Rav Sheshes gave him malchus. So it wasn't dafka dire, not only to live, but even passing through would be an issue. So Gemara says, now, hahu, miyadam have a diamond machmase. There, we actually knew there was some relationship between the two of them. So any time he came close to the house, we would give him makas mardis. But in general, we don't assume there's that type of relationship. If he starts living in the house of the in-laws, then we get concerned. So the Gemara then says, Nahardai, Amri Bikulu, he says, all those listed, Lo man gid Rav Unaki Makas Mardis, Ella, the Makadish Rabia, U, below Shiducha. This actually together. That the only one who get Malkas Mardis is if he was Makadish Rabia, and also it wasn't preceded by Shiduch. And those two combinations, those two together, that's the only time he'd give Makas Mardis. And others say, Ikadamri Afilu Bishiduche, Nami Mishim Pritusa. Others say, no, even if there was a Shiduch, and even if he knew her and met her first, to be Makadish Bibia, even after knowing her, that too would be considered pretus, and we would not allow for it. So those are the ikadamis of Nehardai. So based on this, says Tosos writes, a hadar, the base chama of one who lives in the house in the in-laws, which apparently was commonplace, or it happened, how could one do so? So the Rabbi Tam says, must be anana samchinen anahardai. We must rely on the position of nahardai, damri bekulu lo man gidrav ela aman demakadis rabia, the bishel sofrim holich achar mekel. No, we must hold like nahardai, that the only situation where one gets makas mardus is makadis rabia below shaduchan, or even bishaduchan. Therefore, one may live in the house of the in-laws, and all the other examples above are not subject to Malkus Mardus according to Nahardai. So now the Gemara says Tanur Banan. So we've been speaking a lot about Maimer. Sometimes the Gemara doesn't really tell us what Maimer is until later on. The famous example is Maseches Gittin. We don't know what a get is until the last Mishnah of the entire Masechta, to really know when one gives a get. That should really be the first Mishnah, but for whatever reason, the Gemara doesn't always do everything in the Seder we would otherwise think. So now, what exactly is Maimer? So Tanur Banan, Ketzad Maimer. What is Maimer? Nasan La Kesef. Oh, Shava Kesef. You give Kesef or Shava Kesef, the Yavam gives the Yavama, just like Kedushin works, so too it works in the context of a Yibam, and that's how one creates Kedushe, Kesef for Yibam. Ubishtar Ketzah. How does this work, Bishtar? If you want to do Mimer through Kshar, Mimer doesn't have to only work through Kesef, it can also work through Shtar, like Arison. So Gemara says, Bishtar Ketzah Kedama, we just told you. In other words, we just said we're equating Maimer to Kedushin. So just like Kesef Kedushin has a certain rule, so too Kesef Kshtar certain rules, we apply that over to Maimer. So by Kesef Maimer, you do Kesef or Kshtar Kesef. So it makes sense that whatever is said by the Shtar Kesef should be the same exact thing for the Shtar of Maimer. What exactly is the Shail of the Gemara? So the Gemara says, Kasev, it goes on to say that we have the din by Kedushin, Kasev la al hatniyar, o al cheres, you write something on a piece of paper or a piece of pottery, avapisha embo shava pruti, even though the star is worthless, we don't care about the value of the star, hare amakudesh li, that's a star. So say the same thing by Mimer, what's the shayla? It's a mefurish mishnah by Kedushin. So Amar Abai says, no, hachi kamar. Our question wasn't star ketzad, how a star of Mimer works, our question was, how does a ksuba of Yivamim work. May the two shtar. So in general, we have the shtar of an Erison and the shtar Ksuba. We weren't questioning how a shtar Erison works. That we knew. Once we equated Mimer to Kedushin, we knew all the halachas of Kesef Kedushin and Shtar Kedushin applied to Mimer. Our question was, how is the Ksuba written for the Yivam? So the Gemara explains, Amar Bai Hachikamar, Shtar Ksubas Yivamin Ketad, Kasavla Anan Ploni Bar Ploni, Kablus Yas Plonis, I'm accepting this Ploni's Yavamti, my sister-in-law, I'll lie Lazun, Lefarnasa, Kiroi, I'm going to give her the Parnasa, I'm going to give her food, Bavad, so long as she takes Ksuba, so her Ksuba, that she's going to get paid if we get divorced, or if she, the Yavam dies first, I'll Nichse Bail HaRishon, it's going to fall back on the brother of her first husband. If, however, there is no property from the initial husband, his brother, takinu le rabbanan mishani. The rabbanan say, okay, then you have to, as the brother-in-law, the yavam, now you have to now create money for the provide money for the ksuba. Kadesh lo te kala beinav lo tia, because if not, we're continuing, you might just divorce her, and there's no you have no repercussions. So you have to have something. We don't want just to divorce without any reason. So you have to bear that burden of the ksuba if the brother did not have any nechasim. So that's a shtar of a yavam. Now the Gemara asks some interesting questions. Now, I've been talking a lot about gittin, and when one gives a get, so that to a yavama he can no longer marry her, that creates an iser lo yivne. So Gemara asks the following shaila: Boy mine abaye me rabba nasan la get vamar hare at migureshes heimani vi at mutares lechaladam mahu. So what happens if a person, a regular husband, gives a wife a get? The din is the get has to say you're permitted from me, you're released from me, and you're allowed to marry anyone you want. But if he says to her, you're no longer my wife, but at the same time, you can't marry anybody else, that doesn't work by regular get. Will that work by Yibam? So again, Harei Amikureshes Mimeni, you're divorced from me. However, there's a stipulation, Via Muteris Tachalim, but you're not permitted to anybody else. So what would the din be by get Yivama? Mahu. Now, get by Yivama, the only real, the only halacha that is relevant is that will just passel the Yavam to the Yivama. Is that get strong enough to passel him to her and all the brothers? We'll look at Rashi explained in just a second. So Mahu get Yivama Dirabanan. It's only a din Dirabanan, a get by Yivama that has any chalos. Who get the Mahani Be'eshus Ish? So get the Mahani Be'eshus Ish, Mahani Be'Yivama. If it's a get that worked by Eshus Ish, that should work by Yibam as well. get the low money by Ish Ish, low money by Vama. But if it's not worked by Ish Ish, it shouldn't work by Yibam either, because the get their banan, get Yibam their banan, is modeled after the get their Isa. So since this type of get would not work by Ish Ish, it shouldn't work by Yibam, and should not create any type of psulim, it shouldn't ask anyone's relatives to each other. That's one side. Oh, Dilma, perhaps, or maybe we're going to confuse. In other words, if we say that this get that we just suggested doesn't work by a case of Yibam, because it doesn't work by Eish Yish, we might say, oh, let's say a real get that was given to a Yibam wouldn't passel either. So maybe we assert both types of getin. So look at Rashi to explain a little bit better. Rashi writes, Nasan la get yavam liyivimto, mahu, leposel al achiv v'alav bahagita. If he gives such a get to this Yibama, will that passel him and the brothers from her? The tikim alav lo yivne, does that create an iser lo yivne? Hi get lo mahani beishish la tira li nasa. It doesn't work for a regular ishish. Hachanami lav liligarishin makeum below yivne. Here also it shouldn't work. Is that one side? Or maybe we'll confuse it la chlufe begita lichnos yivama achar get. Maybe if we say this type of get has no chalos by yibam, maybe a real get that was given from a yavam to yivama wouldn't work either. And a person might go ahead and get married via yivama after giving her a get first. So those are the two tzadim, whether that such a get would have a chalos by Yibam. And the Gemara answers, Amar Lei, the last narrow line of the page here, Amar Lei chashinon dilma asi lachlufay begita. No, we are concerned that even though this get has no chalos by an Eish Yish, it will have a chalos in the world of a Yibam, and it will passel the brothers to the Yivama. So asks the Gemara, okay, so this get in essence is worthless, right? It doesn't work by Eish Yish. So asks the Gemara, let's take it one step further. Maskevla Rabba Bar Hanan, Elamiyatav, that's the case. Yavla niyarbama. Let's give her a piece of paper that says nothing. Saying ahare amuta hare mugar shli v'yata mutaris l'chaldam is in essence having a worthless piece of paper. If it doesn't work by eshish, doesn't work by anything else. So you give her an empty piece of paper. Shouldn't that also have a chalos of passing them? And where are you going to draw the line? So hachan amri de pasle? Where says no? I'm like hasam lo pasi bekuna. If a person gives a wife a piece of paper, that will not passel her from marrying a kuna. She's not called a grusha at all. Hacha kapasa bakuna. However, person gives a get that says hariat migreshes li v'yata mutaris l'chol adam. Although there's no chalos, it doesn't work for an eshish. It still does have a chalos to passel her from the kuna. Ditanya v'isha grusha. A kohen may not marry an isha grusha. Miisha lo yichu. You cannot marry such a woman who's been divorced. Afilu lo adigiskarsha l'miisha lo yichu. Even if she was only divorced from her husband and not allowed to marry anybody else, that's still enough of a get to pass her to give her chalos shem grusha that she can never marry a kohen. Behind the derech a get shepos bukuna. That's called a smell of a get. That's not a real get, but it smells enough like a get to make her grusha. So in other words, let's say her husband gives her such a get. She's not a grusha. She's not divorced yet, but she's called a grusha. And if her husband were to die, now she's an almana, that chalos grusha is still chal on her, and she can never marry that kohen. That's a reach get. It's called reach get. So just like it exists in the world of kuna, it also exists in the world of yibum, even though we don't really create a gerushin in the world of an ashes ish. As opposed to near ba'alma, an empty paper that has a blank paper, has no chalos at all by reach get, and won't passel her and make her a grusha.
If Yisrael did it, it would be like nothing happened.
No, if a Yitzhak were to give it, she would have a chalos shem grusha.
No, but same with his marriage. His marriage is intact.
Yeah, marriage is completely, yeah.
Well, with the Kohen, marriage is no longer intact because she's a grusha. Mm-hmm. He has to get rid of her.
Oh, you say if the Kohen gives it to his own wife.
No, but if he's right.
If he gives it to his own wife, will that make her enough of a grusha? Right, you say married, that's a good question. I'm not sure.
I thought that was the case we're talking about, to be honest.
That's no, the case of Yisrael gives it to his
wife. No, I understand now.
To his wife, and then he dies.
But the question, if a Kohen gives it to his own wife, will that, I'm not sure. Yeah, these are sugars, the end of Maseches Babas, I don't remember them, but yeah, I'm not sure.
Because the whole thing of get by a Yavama is a din d'rabbanan. Mm-hmm. So why are we being geyser on a piece of paper, even the Havamin on a piece of paper, but even on a get that wouldn't work the rest of, why would we geyser that it should have an effect on the on a get that whose whole chalos din is midrabanan to begin with.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Because
always give the same answer that.
Cool, chalak zeri, right. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Okay, so then the Gemara says last two lines here of Nun Beis Amun Aleph. Amar, another question along the same lines. Amar Rami Bar Chama Hare Amru, a person they say if Amar Echal Livlavlar, a person says to a sofer, Kasev get la rusasi. Guy's engaged. It's a chassan and kala. They're not married, but they're engaged in the halachic sense. she's an arusa. He says, "Kasav get la rusasi lechshachsenachnesena agarshena." That I want to give her when I get married. So write a get as we're gerish, and rather you say to erusin, but I'll only give it to her once we get married after chuppah. Okay, not a very nice guy, but either way, that would be allowed. Hareza get. Why is that a get? Mipnei should be yada lagarsha. If he wanted, he could divorce this woman now, because since she's an arusa, biyada lagarsha, so therefore he has the right to have a get ridden, even though he plans to give it after the next stage of the nisuin, that still works. However, if he asks a sofer to write liisha ba'alma, some woman he's not related to at all, rather married to, there's no kedushin, he says, write the get for her, and I'll give her a get after we get married, there ain't get, that does not work, such a get, to be written when he's not engaged her at all. Mipnei she'ain biyada lagarsha, he has no right to engage her, to divorce her. She's a random woman at this point. So that won't be chal. So now we're like, okay, what about yivam? Yivam, there's a zika. Is that zika like it's a relationship already? Like an erisin? Or it's like that she's a random nachras? So boy, Rami bar chama. The yivimto mahu, kevin da'agida be karusas adam. Since there's a zika, so let's assume they're connected. And there's a strong, almost like erisin, and he can ask the sofer to write a get that he'll give her after the yibam is performed. Oh, Dilma kevin delavid ba mimer. Since he didn't perform mimer yet, that's considered a weak zika. Lo, it won't be chal, and the Gemara ends off as a teku. Now, Tosus points out that that first Gemara said liisha ba'alma that the get won't be chal. That's only if you assume that ain adam makna davar shelo bal yom. If you assume that man damar adam makna davar shelo bal yom, it is considered biyado. We can anticipate that happening, and such a get will be chal. So that's just interesting Tosus on the side. Either way, this is an interesting question in terms of yibam. That how strong do you view that zika? Is that zika like an erison, or it's not like an erison? Now, certainly, if you assume that there's no zika at all, like that opinion, then this wouldn't be a shaila. Seemingly, it's only according to the man damar that there is a zika. The question is how strong is that zika? So then the Gemara asks another question. Four lines down from the top here, last word. Boi Rav Chananya, kasav get lizikaso, v'lo lemamar. We discussed this in the past a little bit, that a person performs zika, then he performs a mimer. Now, if a person gives a get at that point, so that get removes the zika, it removes the mimer together, and then he still has to do chalitza. But let's say for whatever reason he wants to have get work for only one of them, only for zika, only for the mimer. So what would happen in this case? So kasav get lizikaso, v'lo lemamar. Or the mamaro v'lo lezika. So mao, what's the din? So we'll explain. We'll go through the Gemara, then we'll read Rashi. Mao, mimer ila vezika karami, is the mimer chal on the already existing zika, and in essence, they're kind of both there. It strengthens the zika, and now it's a very strong zika. So the zika mimer together compounded. V'havale kimegarish, and if he only gives it, let's say for the zika, so now he's a kimegarish chatzi isha. He's only divorcing half the woman now. Half the woman, the magarish chatzi isha lo asav lo kum. You can't divorce half a woman. That's one side. Do we say that again? The mimer is compounded on top of the zika. It's one strong thing, and you're only addressing part of that relationship. Odima, perhaps the two different tracks. There's a zika line and there's a mimer line, and you don't affect it too. So you can knock off the zika line, or you can knock off the mimer line, and they're not. It's not chatzi isha at all. That's the shaila of the Gemara. So now just look at Rashi to explain a little bit better. Rashi says, last Y line down, four lines down from the top, the word mimer, mimer ilave zika, rami. Kisha also mimer, nidbak imhazika. When you do mimer, it's attached to the zika. Venitosafala, it adds on to it, it bolsters it up. Vein get mo lezebeloze. You can't give get without affecting one without the other. The kaven shenichta besocha get, since he wrote for whatever reason, shal aso ela leechad mehem, he only wants to address either the zika or the mimer. Havle megarish chatzi isha v'lo klum hi umatar slo. That doesn't have any effect, and he's still married her. He can still get ahead, go do yibam. O Dilma, says Rashi, hai l'chudei kai v'hai l'chudei kai. There are no independent tracks. Umahani, and the get will work for either the zika or the mimer exclusively. V'heicha, the kasav l'zikasav, l'lo l'mamaro, asur alav v'ha'ochav. That will be chal if he wants it to address the zika. So just like in general, when one gives a get for a zika, it asurs, passes everyone to each other, brothers and the yivama. The paka zika v'kama b'lo yivna. That get removes the zika, and now there's an isra lo yivna. The ikas of the mamaro, if he, however, writes just for the mamaro, that was just between the yavam and the yavama, so not everyone's possible if he gives a get in this case. If the get's addressing just the mamaro, v'lo lezika, so it's only asura lo, umutayash l'achav, it only affects his relationship, because only he had the mimer, so the get on the mimer makes him asatur, but the other brothers who do not have a mimer, that zika still remains the same. The mamer, the avid, shakle, that which he created, he took away, upashle zika, kimikar, but the zika existed like before. So only he is Aser, the brother who does the Mimer and the Get for the Mimer, but the other brothers remain permitted. So that is a Nafkamina, depending whether you do Zika for Mimer in that second Sad. So that's the Shiloh, that's the Suffolk of the Gemara. And so what's the answer? So Gemara says, V'tif sheit lei, midi Rava. Let's answer this from Rava. The Amar Rava, Rava says, Nasan Get l'mamaro, Hutra Tzarasa. That if you get give a get to the Mamaro, it permits the Tzara. So we see from here that it will take effect. It will be effective. So Gemara says, L'Rava Pshita, no. L'Rava Chananya Mibarile. If Rava, he was obvious what the answer was, but Rava was still not sure whether that was a good answer. And therefore, my take, we don't have an answer, at least according to Rabbi Chananya, what he held about the nature of such a get. Fine. So now the Gemara says, back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, Chalitz V'asa Maimer. So if one does Chalitz and does Maimer afterwards, so the Mishnah had said that Ein Acha Chalitza Klum. Once you do chalitza, then mimer, the second mimer has no effect on anything, but chalitza really ends the game. So the Gemara asks the question, who holds this way? It must be Amar Rehud Amar Rav. Zudiv Rebbe Kiva, this must be the opinion of Rebbe Kiva. Why? The Amar Ein Kedushin Tovsin B'Chai V'Lavin. Rebbe Kiva holds that by Chai V'Lavin, the Kedushin can be Chal. So therefore, since chalitza has been done, and now she's Aser to be married to the Avam, and he goes ahead to try to do mimer or Kedushin is in Chal and Chai V'Lavin. But if one were to be, according to Chachamim, who hold Kedushin is Chal on Chai V'Lavin, it would work. Mimer would actually have an effect even after Chalitza has been done. And even though there's a Lav, Kedushin is Chal. So there must be that the one who holds that Mimer after Chalitza is in Chal must be, according to Rabbi Kiva, Damer in Kedushin Tovsin B'Chai V'Lavin. Aba Chachamim Omrim, Yesh Acha Chalitza Klum, they hold that Chai V'Lavin is Tovis Kedushin, and therefore Mimer would have been effective. So our mission is like Rabbi Kiva. Mar says, "Me matzis mokmis like Rabbi Akiva. Could you really suggest our mishnah like Rabbi Akiva?" But Katani, our mishnah says in the Reisha, "Nasan get v'yasa maimer tzricha get v'chalitza." If you first give a get and then do maimer, you still need another get to address the maimer, and then you still need the chalitza. Now, v Rabbi Akiva, if it's really Rabbi Akiva, kaven davle get. Once the first get was given, me mahani maimer. So again, you gave a get, and then once there's a get, we know there's itzel lo yivne. Then there's a mimer. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, give another get for that mimer. But how could that mimer be a chal? Once the first get was given, there's lo yivne. Mimer, kedushin can't be chal on chai v'lavin to need another get after the mimer, because Rabbi Akiva holds ain kedushin tofusin b'chai v'lavin. So the fact must be not like Rabbi Akiva. V'hatana, the Brisa says that Rabbi Akiva himself, Omer, minayin l'nosen get li'yivimto, sh'nesra love olamis. Once you give a get to Yivama, she's also to you forever. Sh'nei martes in the pasuk, lo yuchal ba'la rishon ashashalcha. That which you sent, acha shiluach. In other words, after you've sent her away, this isr to ever marry her, lo yivna as a isr deraisa. So Gemara says, no, I know, it's a different pasuk. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes here. Yeah, exactly. So look at Rashi. Rashi says that acha shiluach, kolomar midichsiv ashashalcha kra yisera. It's an extra pasuk. Lo tzarcha. That's not needed in the pasuk there. Hachikamar yesh lecha mishleach she'asa lahachzer acha shiluach afilu lo niseis beizah yivim. So that pasuk talking about machzik grushaso. And if she got married to someone in between, you can't go back to the original husband. There's another drasha that no, even by yivama without marriage, that too that get is chal mederaisa v'kemen debalav koi heichi mahani by sumaimer. So that's a very good question. So the Gemara says
he doesn't bring in the lav of lo yivane.
Well, that was the first case, that's by the, Okay. So the Gemara says, you're right, Amar Vashi, get Yivamin, is midirbanan v'kra esmach l'ba'amu. And therefore, even Rabbi Kiva would agree, the Kedushin will be chal, or nalav midirbanan, that's why the get, followed by Maimer, the Maimer is chal, there's a need for a get later on. But by case of Chalitza, where there's an Isser deraisa of lo yivna, so then the Maimer afterwards won't be chal. So the Gemara says, Tani nami hoch, the Baritza says the same thing, the Amar Rebbe says, Ein hadvarim halalu amurun ela l'divrei Rabbi Akiva. Our mission is only like Rabbi Akiva, shaya osa chalutza ke'erva, and that's why the mimer is in chal afterwards. Aval, according to Chachamim, omrim, yesh achar chalitza. Klum after chalitza, there still can be a chalos of a mimer, kedushin, even though there's a lav, a lo yivne, because of a kedushin's chal, kedushin tofet by chavi lavim. However, ani omer, Rebbe himself, who's presenting this brisa, I think there's a distinction. After the chalitza is given, there's an isser lo yivne, there's a distinction, only one type of kedushin is chal, but not every type of kedushin. In other words, amasai, when do we say that mimer or kedushin after chalitza is chal? That's only bizman shekidsha l'shem ishus. When he wants to marry, he wants to take the track of a kedushin l'shem ishus. Of a kedusha, a kidsha l'shem yivamos, he wants to take a track of a mimer, a type of yibum kedushin, that actually won't be effective because that tract doesn't work anymore. If you just look at Rashi, Rashi writes, "Emasa yesh achar chalitza tefisis kedushin bezman shekitchel shemishes bekedushin gemur real kedushin in the real sense." Lo b'maimer yivamim. The vada kedushin tovs mechayv lavim. That says everything as we know. That's a normal case of kedushin. About kitchel l'shem yivamos ain't on kedushin. That's not real kedushin. Sharei ain't kantaribam. Yivam is no longer there. He already gave chalitza. Havile kedusha tos. You can't use the yivam kedushin. Yivam doesn't exist in that world. So Rebbe says by kedusha yivam it won't be chal after chalitza, even according to chacham. Tani idach lebaisa says further. Hacholit to the yivimto, one who does chalitza to yivama. The chaz of a kitchen, then he remarries her afterwards. Rebbe Omer im kitchel l'shem ishus shichem aneget. If he marries l'shem kedushin, which is real kedushin, even though there's a lav of chalitza, that kedushin's chal. But if he does it l'shem yivamos, ain't shicha hemanoget. That doesn't work because yivam no longer exists. He already gave chalitza. Chacham omrim bein shekitchel l'shem ishus bein shekitchel l'shem yivamos shicha hemanoget. They think no, regardless of what type of kedushin was given, whether it's kedushin l'ishus or kedushin l'yivamo, l'shem yivamos, that they're both bichal according to chacham. So now the Gemara wants to understand why is Rebbe Mechalik between L'shem Ishus versus L'shem Yivamos. So Amar of Yosef, my time in the Rebbe, what's the reason? Gemara says as follows. Asol ke'ode b'nichse ager, uchsavar shalohu, hein delokani. The din is by nichse ager, if a ger dies without any relatives. So his property is in essence is hefker. The first one to be koneh the property works. So how do you koneh the property? You have to do a kinah chazaka. You work the land a bit, so that's yours. So let's say a guy's working the land. He has a neighbor who's a ger died. So he's busy working the land, but he thinks it's his own land. And he works the land, but happens to be the ger's land. It won't be chal because he had no kavana. Only if he had kavana will it work. So just like that, it won't work. You're trying to do a yibum, but yibum doesn't exist. You already did chalitza. So if you did a ishus, that would have been good. But you did the shame yivam, yibum, that doesn't work anymore. It's like working the land, not knowing. So if you just look at Rashi to make it a bit clearer, Rashi writes, oh, there, chofer, you're digging. You think it's your own property. It's right next door to yours. The ger dies, he has no relatives. Whoever is machzik at first gets it. He doesn't have intention to be kona because he thinks it's his already. Here as well, in the case of Yibam. He thinks Kedusha Yibam will work. He wants to be kona mitan his brother, but his brother's Zika doesn't exist anymore, so you're taking the wrong track. That's the equation the Gemara initially says. So Gemara says, no. Amrle Abaye. Me, Dami, can you compare the case of Ish, Kedushin of Yibam, to the case of Ode Benichse Ager? Hasam, over there, lo kamechavin libikne. You have no kavan at all to be kona the Ger's property. You're just digging what do you think is your land. But Hacha, here by the case of Yibam, you do have intent to be kona, you're using the wrong mechanism. You're using yibum as opposed to kedushin. They're not equatable, they're not comparable cases. Halo dami, it's only comparable to elalo older b'nichse ger zeh uksaver shel ger acheru. You want to be kona a nichse ger, but you think it's Reuven's property and it's really Shimon's property. That case will actually be kona, it actually will work. So if you have intent to be kona this woman, even though you want to do kedushin, but you're doing the wrong kedushin, yibum, it's still bichal because the kavan is actually there. So don't compare it to this case of kaoda benichse ager. Ella, what's really going on here is as follows. Ella Amar Bai Bai says, and we'll read a few more lines and we'll stop here. Ella Amar Bai Bai says, the hachav b'mayaskin. What's the case here? Kegon Amar Lei hiskadish li b'maimer yivamin. You say, marry me with a maimer of yivamin. Rebbe Savar maimer ilave zika karamia. So Mimer only works in the context of Zika. It's chal in the Zika. We said above, it strengthens and it bolsters the Zika. But that's only if Zika exists. But also chalitza, you already did chalitza the woman, afkas of the Zika. If there's no Zika, Mimer can't fall, it just drops to the ground. So that's why Rebbe says it doesn't work. Rabban Savre, Hailechudikai. No, there's a track of Zika. And there's a track of Mimer. Mimer exists outside the context of Zika. It exists in the context, it exists outside. But even in the context of Zika, they don't work with each other. It's separate. And therefore, Meikar initially, Ila Amrle, Hiskachli, Bimimer, Yivaman, Mila Mahani, Hashanami, Mahania. See, even though there's no Zika, the Mimer can still be Chal in this particular case, and that's why it works according to them. Okay, so we'll stop here. Emir Toshem, and Rava will give a further explanation, goes into the tomorrow's daf, deep in tomorrow's daf. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day. Okay, well, there's a longer daf today.